It's 8:55. We have 74 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza as the opening market report continues with a visit with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jim.
And how are things looking this morning in the market?
Well, we're on the weak side of things. The corn market's down anywhere from 4.5 to 2.5 cents. You know, we've had a pretty strong upside move in the corn. And beans this week, we're taking some of that off. December corn futures is trading around the 4.33 level, down 3.75 cents. But certainly we have seen a pickup in farmer selling and not a lot of basis deterioration, which says to me that demand remains strong. We're still talking about a smaller second crop of corn in Brazil, so a little bit on the supply questions there, but notice that ethanol production last week was the second highest ever at 1.006 million gallons per day. And at the same time, we did not increase inventories. We have a WASDE report comes out tomorrow. There's a lot of talk about what these numbers are going to say, but on the U.S. side of things, I think we want to zero in on livestock feeding demand. A little easier to peg ethanol demand and exports, but livestock feeding is always a wild card. On the soybean side of things, we're going to focus on the Brazilian crop as the big number to watch tomorrow. There's certainly talk about much smaller U.S. ending stocks, but we need to look globally at the bean market since South America is such a big player there. We saw another big sale of corn to China this morning, 240,000 metric tons. This was 16-17 crop, new crop. Right now we see this bean market down anywhere from 10.5 cents to 5.5 cents with the July-November bean spread being bear spread again this morning. We may be seeing the bean market really need to see a pullback. We made a 50% retracement from that big high over $15 to the low that we made last fall at $8.40. So it's probably time for a breather there. The November beans at $11.40 3/4 are down 9.5 cents. The wheat market's down about a dime this morning. Certainly we're seeing harvest move rather rapidly in the U.S. Oklahoma harvest may be as much as 25% done at this stage of the game. Not a lot of crop issues elsewhere. Still, we're going to be talking about a large wheat crop. That seems to be typical after the WASDE reports. On the livestock side of things, we've had pretty wide swinging markets, both in the cattle and the hogs this week, but particularly in the cattle and feeder cattle, with a big outside day on Monday setting the standard for the high for the week and the low for the week thus far. We're up about 40 cents in the live cattle, up about 25 in the feeders. We are seeing cash markets develop, although I think with a little bit firmer undertone, it would not be surprised to me to see cash prices edge a little bit higher. On the hog side of things, we're up about 55 cents, 20 cents in some of the deferred. Again, we made new contract highs there in the July hogs this week. Crude oil down 60 cents. We made new lows for the move here in copper, which suggests some economic downturn somewhere in the world. The dollar index up 37 cents. Again, a little bit negative on the grain side of things. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.